The neighboring island lying off the southeast coast of Africa, Madagascar, is home to many unique plant and animal species found nowhere else in the world. The most famous Madagascar natives are the lemurs. Living in such isolation made them vulnerable to habitat destruction, which led to the extinction of several lemur species. Almost all 63 classified living species of lemurs are endangered, and we have three, allowing you a window into their distinctiveness. Ring-tailed lemurs are easily identified by their black and white striped tails. Can you guess which gender is dominant in the lemur society? Did you guess females? Females are large and in charge. Females display this dominance by engaging in contact battle with rival female ringtails when defending territory. Males, on the other hand, will participate from a safe distance in stink warfare by flinging smells obtained from scent glands on their wrists. Balancing among the branches are our tree-dwelling black lemurs. The name can be deceiving, as adult females are not black like the males, but rust-colored. Efforts are being made to help protect these unique animals, and here at the Santa Ana Zoo, we have contributed to their conservation. A black and white ruffled lemur born here in 1994 was released back into the wilds of Madagascar, becoming the first zoo-born lemur in the world to mate and give birth in the wild. A baby crying? No, it's not coming from outside the exhibit. High in the treetops, the culprit is the trumpeter hornbill, a black and white bird with a large bill. The bill is hollow and light, which allows for flight. Africa is home to the largest land mammals in the world. But what are those small animals? You might see a short-eared furry creature hiding among the rocks. Would you believe the fossil relatives of this animal were the rhinoceros and elephants? This is a rock hyrax, complete with modified tusks and moist rubbery pads on its feet to help it to move on steep rocks. On the savanna dwells the visually intimidating crested porcupine. Confrontation with an adversary will initiate its defense posture. Raising and rattling quills, it waits for its bluff to be called. When a retreat is not met, a backwards charge will embed quills into the most formidable opponent, such as lions, reigning the porcupine victorious.